we've heard from Brad Holmes, his approach to the draft is best available. I don't know that we've talked about this in the couple of years that we've been doing this. Your thoughts on, are you a guy that says, hey, I don't care if it's a position of need or if it's a position where we have excess outside of the quarterback position, are you a best available at 29 for the Detroit Lions? And as you get down into like the third, fourth rounds, where does it shift or does it shift from best available to, all right, we want a really good player, but we also have some areas of need?
Yeah, I think there's got to be a good blend, right? The best available at a position that you, still need, maybe not even a starter, but depth. And I also think it kind of depends on what kind of team you have, right? If you're a team like the Lions that we think are going to be contenders, for the foreseeable future, I think you can afford to have more risk. You can afford to say, hey, this might be our best available player, but this guy, or I'm sorry, this might be a need that we have, but this is the best, this guy can come in and help us day one, right? Maybe that changes your mindset a little bit to where you're not. A couple years ago, right, the Lions had an option of picking a couple different players, right tackle. You're talking about a rebuilding team. Would the popular thing would have been to take a quarterback there or move up and take one of the receivers that went, Jamar Chase, or take Micah Parsons, a guy obviously we know is a fantastic player, but you took a player that you needed, that characteristic, right, of a rebuilding type team. We need this type of person, a cornerstone guy that we can build off of for the next couple of years. Now you're at the point now, I think Brad Holmes can afford to take a couple more risks on some guys, not necessarily having that, well, we need this, or hey, this is the best available. It could be a blend of guys, and you go out there and say, hey, man, we're going to take a chance on this guy. And if it doesn't work out, the rest of our team is still pretty damn good. We're not relying no longer on two or three or four rookies coming in that we need to produce from day one to be a good football team. Last year, you needed that. You had four rookies step up and play big time football. This year, we kind of hit on it our last podcast. I don't know what position you could draft this year that would say, oh, he's a day one starter, right? Because this roster looks pretty complete. So I think that gives you a little bit more flexibility if you're Brad Holmes to not have as much pressure to say, I got to hit on this guy. He's got to be a day one starter or else our team's going to fold, right? This team's going to be good no matter who they end up drafting. First round, third round, second round, whatever it is. I don't think our expectations are going to change for this team.